This recording, South Africa 43, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure? Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goods waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of a foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you will only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, comma, comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to walk into comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure.
Myself, I was born at Hammanskraal, Temba, what is the name of the hospital? Jubilee Hospital. And then I grew up in Limpopo province, at Tamahansi village. Before it was Potgietersrus, but now it's been known as Mokopane. So I moved from there to Gauteng to look for the job, and that's where I am today. I've got 2 parents, of which they are still alive, my mother and my father. I'm the first born child. We are 5 at home, 3 boys and 2 girls. And I've married, I've got a wife with 3 children. Yeah, at first it was difficult because you have to settle, you have to find a place to stay, to rent a small piece job, you see, so that you could survive. Yeah, it is very difficult before you could find yourself settling. You have to suffer first if you don't have a family there. But if there is a family, it's much better because you can stay with them for so long. Without the family, you will have to look at a place to stay, and you're supposed to pay a rent. If not so, you're supposed to sleep at the bridge until things come up for you. Yeah, in Gauteng, life is expensive because you pay for everything. You go to the toilet, they need money. You go to sleep, they need money. Everything is expensive, you know, nothing for Mahala in Gauteng. And now I live in Hammerskraal, but here I stay in Mafias, near my workplace. I'm paying rent there. In fact, now I know all languages, all South African languages, except Khoisan. That one is the one that's difficult for me. But all languages, I know them. South African languages. Zulu, Xhosa, Tsonga, Afrikaans, English, all of them. My language is Tsonga. Mintiro ya bulabula. That means if you do something good, it speaks for itself. Munti otula tula, mangulwe waisiya. So that means if you do something, you must take your time. Because sometimes if you hurry, then you'll end up hurting yourself. Khoisan is a very difficult. That language, oh, I really don't know that language. The only words that I know with the Khoisan is the one that they used to use. Politicians, they like that word the most. They say, K-E, Kara, K. It's the only way that I know that they're on the papers everywhere. Government, yeah.